Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Doc Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. That means he's a 98 model. He's the author of books that's stacked as high I can't see over the book stack here of all of his books. Time Tactics to Very Successful People, Lincoln and Obama. That's his newest one. Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, on and on. And of course, the one I'm holding in my hand is literally one of my favorite books in my entire library, The Words Lincoln Lived By. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet and an Emmy-winning producer. And our good friend, Gene Greisman, welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you, and let me begin by saying, first of all, a hearty congratulations to you for 17 years of just a great work, and I stand in awe of your energy and your productivity, so thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Gene. Yeah, we're celebrating our 17th anniversary, And you know, one of the reasons I make a big deal out of it every year, even though it's the 17th, when, you know, 17 is not exactly a sexy number, Gene, but the reason I do this every year is so I can encourage small business owners to celebrate their milestones, which I think is important, which brings us to the topic at hand that you have on your mind. And folks, I want to read a little passage, a little bitty passage from The Words Lincoln Lived By Dr. Gene Greisman. This is a quote from Abraham Lincoln. The leading, as you know, he was an attorney. Lincoln said, the leading rule for the lawyer, as for the man of every calling, is diligence. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a quote from Gene's book from the president, our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln. Diligence is very important, and it's the hardest made of success, isn't it?
I think another. I agree. I think that maybe a shorthand definition of diligence is paying attention.
Yeah,
paying attention to detail, as you have written in your new book, paying attention to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
What got me on this path? One of the first television interviews I did for Up Close on PBS.
Your Emmy winning program, I might add.
Yes. Was with Hank Aaron, who had just broken Babe Ruth's record.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just beginning to get high-profile celebrities, and he was one of the first. And I remember this question. I said, Hank, what separates the superstar from the ordinary ball player? And he said, Gene, the superstar concentrates just a little bit more than the ordinary ball player. And so when I developed my book, The Achievement Factors, and when I started doing keynotes, and I would talk about 9 common denominators, focus was one of the 9, short-term and long-term. And I still believe that. In fact, just the other day I continue to read about Abraham Lincoln, and one of his contemporaries spoke of his incredible powers of concentration.
Well, I've over my career, I have the people that I have admired in terms of their accomplishments, and that I have tried to take from them is and it didn't really nobody said this to me. It just in observing them and watching them, working with them, maybe working for them, I started saying to myself, that person really concentrates. He's really, or she's really, she's really no concentrates. That was the thing that that word was kept popping into my head. And I remember thinking as a young kid, if I'm going to be successful, that's a trait I need to make sure is part of my world. What do you think?
I agree totally. In fact, every listener could write as a motto and put it on their computer or laptop or over their mantelpiece. The superstar concentrates just a little bit more than the ordinary ball player and right Hank Aaron.
Hey, Gene, hold on that thought, because I got to take a break here, and I want you to finish that and we'll come back. But think also, all of us can think of someone we know who's probably smarter than we are. Maybe some of the smartest people we know, but who were not able to keep it together. They're all over the place. They couldn't stay focused. They couldn't concentrate, and they had more potential than any of us. But they didn't succeed because they couldn't stay focused. We all know about those people. They're in the public eye.
I'll give you an illustration of that when we come back
after these messages with our good friend Gene Kreisman. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. We'll be right back.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.